Speakers at the event, sponsored by the Empire Center, say New York has some major infrastructure needs, including financing of a new Tappan Zee Bridge over the Hudson River on the Thruway and a $15 billion deficit in the MTA budget. At least half of the roads in the state are in need of repair, according to the Washington-based nonprofit known as TRIP, says the group's Frank Moretti.
Nearly half are in poor or mediocre condition. Obviously, the challenge that any transportation agency faces is as you move into the poor category, the repairs become significantly more costly.
Nicole Galinas, a business journalist and fellow at the fiscally conservative Manhattan Institute, has been studying the finances surrounding the construction of the new Tappan Zee Bridge. Governor Cuomo has yet to release a detailed financial plan, even though construction is underway, saying there are too many variables. Galinas says if the state wants to pay for the project, estimated at $4 billion, it will have to raise tolls by three times as high as the current bridge toll rate of $5.
The Tappan Zee Bridge replacements, called the New New York Bridge, really threatens to overwhelm the Thruway's capital plan over the next decade.
She says it would have made more sense to begin raising the tolls gradually as the construction began, instead of potentially socking motorists with a huge toll increase when the bridge is finished. Some of Cuomo's top aides recommended the toll climb to $14, but the governor said at the time that was too high. Legislative leaders in Albany recently for meetings said they would like to divvy up the $5 billion surplus before the end of the year and not put it into the general fund of the state budget. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
I'd like to see an infrastructure investment, a one-time investment in infrastructure.
In the past, governors and legislative leaders have divided up similar pots of money and exercised complete control over how the funds are spent, often using them to reward favored lawmakers by financing projects in their districts in a process derided as pork barrel spending. E.J. McMahon, president of the Empire Center, warns lawmakers not to be tempted to resort to those past habits.
The danger is that they will create pots of capital pork in the worst case.
McMahon says it's a positive development, though, that the lawmakers, as well as Governor Cuomo, want to spend the one-time windfall surplus for one-time expenses.
The key question going forward is how do they define infrastructure? And I don't know what they mean in this case. In the past, the legislature has defined infrastructure rather broadly.
He says the state's current capital budget includes funds for economic development that offers subsidies for corporations, as well as a poorly defined $700 million fund that can be used for any government-affiliated building, including college campuses. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.